or on Facebook and YouTube.
An ale for me and for my officers.
Welcome back to 10 Forward. I hope you're doing well. We are back to talk a little Star Trek. So go ahead, grab yourself an ale, sit down, and let's get into this one. This week we will be reviewing Star Trek TNG, Where No One Has Gone Before. I believe that's the title. That is correct. Then I'm going to get into a quick review for Star Trek Discovery, Season 5, Episode 2. All right, let's get into her. This episode of Star Trek TNG, Where No Man Has Gone Before, is one of the ones that I truly have a good memory on growing up. I feel like this is one of the ones not only did I see originally, but I think I caught a lot of while watching reruns and such. This one is big because it has the Traveler. So the way this episode's running, Starfleet, they want to have this warp core like advancement that a couple of their ships have had. They're going to bring this guy, Kaczynski. So Kaczynski's got this way to make warp run better, I guess. And the Enterprise has been chosen to have this done to their warp core. And the way this episode begins, I kind of like, because it's Riker and Picard kind of butting heads, being like, you know, I don't trust this guy coming on. There's no real explanation. It all seems kind of magical that this can work. And Picard's like, hey, man, why are you fighting Starfleet? What's your jig? What's your problem? Doesn't matter. Let him come on and do his stuff. So when they're about to beam aboard, like Picard says, hey, Riker, you go handle my small business. Since you're the one with the problem, you can watch and oversee everything. So Riker goes down there. He lets this guy come on, Kaczynski or whatever. And he's got his friend. He's got this friend. And we don't know who he is. And Diana Troy came with Riker on this to welcome them aboard the ship. Kaczynski's like, I know where engineering is. I don't need you, Riker. These two, not a fan of each other. Like, obviously, from the get, Riker doesn't like this guy. But for some reason, Kaczynski doesn't like him as well. And I'm going to call him Kaczynski or Kerensky or Kalaksky or Koloskopy Bag. I'm going to call him an all through this entire episode because I got no time to sweat the small stuff. So anyways, Koloskopy Bag comes on ship and he's like, I already know where engineering is. And by the way, I don't like his outfit. Like, he's Starfleet, but his insignia is obviously different. Motherfucker doesn't have a badge like normal Starfleet officers. I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. So anyways, him and his buddy are starting to go down to engineering and, you know, the chief engineer, which we have not been introduced to this guy this entire time. I swear to God, in a previous episode, the chief engineer was a lady. So who is this guy? And why is he like, at first he had an accent, I thought. And I was like, are we just Scotty ripping off now? Is that what we're doing? But it seems he loses this while the episode progresses. So we get into like what's going to go down. The guy, Kerensky, is sitting at his post, and he's like, all right, let's try this bubble. While his buddy is at a different station, and Wesley's there, and Wesley's like, oh, yeah, let me see. No, try to work it this way. And the special guest, he's got an eye on Wesley. Now, sexual or not, I don't know. I don't know how we're trying to play it with this guy. But he definitely has his eye on Wesley. And during this, during their test run, warp speed, let's go, they get blown to plaid. They go past plaid. And no one really understands why. Wesley notices this guy starts phasing in and out, and doesn't say anything. But obviously, this guy's got some special abilities that can do such. So We shot past not one galaxy, but we're in the next galaxy now. We're 300 years away from Starfleet. And that's when we just get into the episode. Credits. Let's go. And kind of blows me away because I feel like Star Trek's mainly this. Like, you are put in a situation that, like, in any other terms, you would freak the frick out. Like, if you would tell me, oh, by the way, we're 300 years away from home and you ain't going to see your kids or your wives or any of that, that would freak me out. I'd be a lunatic at that point. But in Star Trek world, I guess, like, oh, there's a chance we'll fix this no problem, because that's what we can do here in Star Trek. So they have a meeting. Colonoscopy bag comes up and he's like, look, listen, this is crazy. I know shit got weird. We were almost able to see this fucking star get born. Don't you want to study the star? Aren't we Starfleet? Starfleet this. And Captain Picard's like, nah, dog, we need to get home. We can send somebody else to do this. So let's get us home. And then there's this interesting scene where I feel every single person on the bridge of this ship gives some kind of note to Captain Picard. Like, Tasha Yar, Captain, this is a security problem. We need to get home immediately. We got to figure this out. Worf, Captain, everything's going weird. Shit's awry. I don't know what we should do. LaForge, Captain, should we study this? Because Starfleet would be down if we brought it home some new knowledge. Data, Captain, I really do think we could study this star and it would be good for the Starfleet. Riker, Captain, is it lunchtime? Because I am fucking starving. Troy, Captain, I can't sense anything from this guy who's come with Kalinske. So we got to figure something. So like that entire scene was weird to me that everybody had a voice. But ultimately, they have to get this shit solved. So they go for it again. And something goes super right. Like they don't even get to warp one on this try. And the guy who keeps phasing in and out, Riker finally sees. And then he ends up being sick. And they end up like 10 billion light years away. And like space don't even look right. We got like floating orbs and stuff around them. Everything's blue. I mean, everything's just gone wrong in this situation. But at this point, everybody starts having visions. Like they start thinking of things. Like Tasha Yar sees like a pet of hers when she was captured and, you know, the different time. Worf sees this ugly pig dog that was his pet on his Klingon planet, but you can see how happy he got. Picard, he's seeing visions of like the turbo lift opening and he's about to just get into space. So like all these fears and stuff are happening. We find out that this guy is called the Traveler and he's able to travel and like he's hitching a ride on each like starship, and Colonoscopy is using him as well. So like, yet again, we're like a humanoid's going to use a fucking person they don't know for their own bidding. Like, we got Zahn 2 over here with Colonoscopy. And so he's sick. He's down for the count. Wesley's concerned about him. He's in sick bay. And everybody's gathered around him. And they're like, we need one more. We need him one more goddamn time. Can we please get him? Can we fucking do this? So the Traveler's like, I can't, I will, I must, I have to do it. So he's willing to do this, but he asks everybody to leave. Hey, I got to talk to Captain Picard alone. And he's like, look, Wesley's special. Wesley's going to be a special guy. He can't know that he's going to be special, but you know, you got somebody on your planet, Mozart, like he was a brilliant kid writing music and stuff like that. That could be Wesley. Oh, I'm about to faint. We got to get shit going. So we don't learn any more about that, but we know Wesley's special. And in previous episodes, we've obviously seen that Wesley's special with the way that when he's drunk, he's just opening force fields where you can't get into engineering. So yeah, if he's a functional alcoholic, he can definitely do some shit when he's sober. So then from there, Traveler gets down there, and it's all so powerful. Like, he's trying to get it done. And Captain Picard's like, everybody use your thoughts. Like, give good positive thinking to the Traveler because we need it. And think of good shit. Like, don't be Ray from Ghostbusters. Don't think of Stay Puft the Marshmallow Man. We need some good thoughts, okay? And so much so, like, he's good on his mind. Like, Picard, there's one point where he's trying to walk around. I don't know where the fuck he's going, the bridge or something. But, like, he sees this officer on his ship, like, dealing with fire. And he's like, stop thinking about the fire, you idiot. It's not real. Don't think about it. And then fire goes away. And he's like, get to your station. You think you're going to call out when we're 300 years from our own home? You think you're going to be like, oh, I'm trapped behind a fire and I can't work at my post? Get on your post, idiot. Yes, sir. So he goes to his post. So anyways, back to what's happening here. Traveler, he's kind of weak, but Wesley grabs him by the hand and Traveler's like, you got it, baby. You know what's up. I'm going to get us home. And like that, like even faster than before, not only do we make it home, fucking Traveler disappears, like, out of existence. And they all accept it. Well, like, on the bridge, Captain Picard's like, oh, we made it home. And Riker comes back on the bridge, and he's like, Traveler's gone. He's like, no shit. Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy that he's gone. But, hey, he got us home. I guess we're good. What about Kerensky? Doesn't matter, okay? Like, do we find out if he goes to jail? Is he, you know... Did he keep an alien hostage? There's questions I have. But then, at the end, Wesley comes on the bridge. He's asked to come to the bridge. And Picard says, you know what? I'm tired of this, like, kids can't be on the bridge. I don't want to deal with that anymore. I can't keep doing this. So, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to make Wesley Crusher acting ensign. And he's going to study. He's going to keep at it. He's going to apply to Starfleet. He's going to get into Starfleet and such like that. Because once again, the Traveler said, Wesley means business. So I guess we'll find out if Wesley Crusher truly does mean business. That was the episode. Not a bad episode. Actually think one of my favorite so far, probably my second favorite, what I've watched of the first season. Like, obviously, people have problems with the first episode of how, like, disconjointed of a premiere. But I had a fun time with that. Obviously, I love my drunken episode. So, yeah, I would say this is, from drunken to this, is probably the two best episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. So, we'll be back next week with another episode. Let's see how we follow that one up. But let's get into Star Trek Discovery, Season 5, Episode 2. So, what's weird about this episode for me, because they've been hinting that Saru's going to be leaving the ship, which completely understand, but, like, we're jumping on it right now. Like, for a show that was like, oh, we didn't know we were getting canceled, you're saying goodbye to one of your officers. And this episode, Under the Twin Moons, what I dig about it is that we're continuing with this Romulan trying to find out. We're continuing with the Indiana Jones story. So we end up at this planet, and basically Burnham and Saru are going to go on one last mission together because Saru's going to be leaving the ship at the end of this. And Tully Tub? What the fuck is her name? Yeah, Tilly. My bad, Tully. Tilly is once again on the ship, and they do this very, like, tell your cadets thank you for coming on this mission with us. That'd be fucking stupendous of you. And I like it. Don't get it twisted. Like, I think she's very integral. Is that a word? Sure it is. To the crew. And when she was missing last season, except for a couple episodes, there's obviously something's missing. But I enjoy this one. I like the mission that Saru and Michael Burnham go on. Book has some stuff where he's trying to get a hold of the people that stolen this Romulan item that they're trying to get. And he sees a video of them and he notices familiarness of one of them. And he looks at, like, a de-aged version and it's someone he knows, someone like family. So it's a family member that he knows, and he's never known his family. So this is kind of big. That's where we leave on him, which is kind of nice. The mission part of it's pretty good, especially with like how Tilly and the gang try to help Burnham and Saru get through it. During that, the captain from the previous episode also helping in his hologram way, and he's like forced him retirement, which Burnham is like, hey, you should be my commander on this, my new number one. And I guess that's what he's going to do further on since we don't have Saru. Okay, that's fine. I don't think we need the add-on of this guy unless if it's really going to play into the story later. That's fine. I don't mind him, but it just seems like, okay, we need someone to fight with Burnham. That's what we're doing. The episode, it was fine. Tilly had a really great line where he's, Michael Burnham's like, we've lost our footing. And Tilly goes, oh my God, one of you lost a foot? Like, hilarious. Just she's such a good comic relief. Two tense situations. Overall, I like this episode. I think, I don't know. Like, it's a little slow at parts, but I do love that we're continuing on the Indiana Jones adventure because they got a piece of an artifact and Michael Burnham's like, I think this is making a map. And each place that we go tells us the next place we need to go. And it seemed familiar to the one Dax player, which cool. So I guess we're going to Dax's world to figure out the next bit of it. But I enjoyed it. I think it's a solid episode. So this week in 10 Forward, I'm happy. I'm happy with my choices of episodes. I can't wait to get back at it next week for TNG. Episode 3, and if you've noticed, I'm staying a couple back in case if you want to catch up. Like, I'm not doing the newest episode of Discovery until probably we get closer to the end, and then I'll just do a full-on ep season review, finale review and such. So if you haven't caught up with it yet, you still have a chance. I'm a couple of weeks behind. This is just episode 2. Episode 4 airs on the Thursday this drops, so you got time to catch up. So anyways, thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the Throw Me Podcast Network for all these 10 Forward episodes. We're on podcast feed if you don't want to do the whole visual thing. If you want to listen in your car or when you're exercising or going on for a brisk walk, you could do it there. So thanks for listening, watching, doing whatever you do. So cheers.